my role here is to add some thoughts and provocations, if you like, which will perhaps stimulate discussion. I don't think you'll need those necessarily. I'd just like to say, first of all, that it was stimulating and a huge privilege to serve with Dayman on the review, and we heard some really excellent evidence, which was very illuminating, I think, to each of us who probably thought we knew the domain reasonably well. I've worn all three hats, if you like, of public sector, private sector, and now university, so I kind of have a number of lenses to look through, and the landscape has, you know, comparable features, whichever the lenses you look through, but nevertheless adds a different dimension. I'd also like to say that the place where I'm scientist and chief scientist and engineer, BRE, is doing something rather similar to Rolls-Royce with its five university centres of excellence, so we recognise the need to collaborate, and the fact it's actually quite a long game. It's not something you can really start in a small way. You've got to spend time getting to know people who you really want to relate to, and then identifying areas where quality research can be deployed to practice with real impact. And it has to be a win-win, and preferably a win-win-win, with the research councils getting some good evidence out of it, the academics developing, and obviously the company benefiting as well, but not being just contract research. This has got to be much more than that. Picking up on my experience in the Department of Communities and Local Government in central Whitehall as chief scientist a few years ago, I was involved in various ways in looking at innovation support, but actually looking at it in a different way. We haven't talked about the needs of local authorities, and they're quite commensurate to some degree with SMEs. You know, with a reduction of funding, there's a reduction in the quality of evidence that they receive internally from their own staff, because they've had to lose some of them. And previously, there was a scheme called the Local Authority Research Council Initiative, which was abolished. And so it caused me to start thinking about, well, there must be a role for local universities in the local regions. And you'll recall that localism was one of the agenda items that certainly my Secretary of State was rolling out. And so I thought a lot about that, and that caused me to think very much more about SME support. So can local universities provide something for their local innovation consumers, if you like, or knowledge consumers, both SMEs and local authorities? And there seemed to me to be a very available opportunity through centres that might be established around universities where SMEs could work, not just incubation centres, but places where underutilised capital equipment and technician support might be available for a relatively small subscription, to actually start working together. As I mentioned earlier on, innovation collaboration isn't really about one-off needs that you can crisply define. It's actually about growing trust and confidence, which I think Dayman was number one or two of the report. So this is actually a way of doing that. And I think also reflecting on cross-disciplinarity being a growing need, certainly in engineering, to understand the crossover between disciplines within engineering, but also with design and social sciences as well, to understand markets better so that SMEs can be more successful in that way. So I think I wanted to leave it there, actually. So thinking about localism, what can universities do? What can catapults do, in fact, the traditional Innovate UK catapults, to serve out the broad menu of what catapults do across the country, but actually in a localised way? So if you happen to live near to any particular catapult, can that actually provide you a portal into the bigger catapult community? And indeed, as somebody mentioned earlier on, the research and technology organisations are a rich source of innovation and have been for years, but actually a relatively Cinderella entity, I think, and we need to tap more into that. So is there a new model for these sorts of partnerships, and can it be self-funded? Because I'm sure Innovate UK wouldn't want to pick up another catapult model. Thank you.